Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much to Tsebiso. She'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Looking at the show today, as you know, it's a Wednesday, so we're going to be having our book feature, and we're going to be looking at a book with Justice Malala. It's called The Plot to Save South Africa, and we'll have a conversation with him a bit later on. As you know, that comes after 9 o'clock. But lots on the go at the moment. Karinda Jagmohan is on the scene of that unfortunate tragedy where the bodies of the three policemen have been recovered and identified. The police commissioner has been briefing the media. The family members have arrived on the scene. Really, really difficult scenes. If you have been watching them, they really, really are difficult scenes. So we'll touch base with Karinda in a minute. You may also know that the Easter Road fatalities have declined. Good news, some good news, and of course, every life matters. And so that's not to say that that's not important, but I think there is something to be said about the fact that those numbers have come down, and the question is, what are we going to do going forward to keep them coming down? And so on the line with us is Deputy Transport Minister Mkululeko Hlengwa. Deputy Minister, good evening and welcome. Can you hear me, Deputy Minister?
Yes, good evening.
Lovely to have you. Welcome to the show.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, albeit on a very somber note, as the country grapples with the realities of the loss of life of our SAPS members.
Absolutely.
And we send our
quite a sad
and
moment.
Condolences.
Really sad moment, and thank you for that, Deputy Minister. Deputy Minister, you know, it's not, and I said to you, to the listeners, it's a moment to celebrate. Yes, on one hand, it is a moment to celebrate the numbers coming down, but of course, every life matters, and of course, the lives that have been lost, indeed, I think, are one too many. But it is quite an improvement, this number, the decrease of the fatalities on the road in Easter. Talk to me about the sense of why you think we were able to achieve this?
Well, it's not happening in a vacuum. There has been a deliberate effort on our part since coming into office to have road safety as a focal point of the work that we do. Also, because the loss of life, as you have correctly pointed out, for us is a problem. On average, we are losing some 12,000 lives on South African roads every year at a cost of about 200 billion rand to the economy. If you look at the impact that accidents have and fatalities from loss of life, loss of earnings, the disruption to the economy on the flow of goods, services and workers to and from work, you look at the cost to infrastructure.
Mm.
So the entire road accident ecosystem is problematic for the economy. And then on the other hand, you have it as a social disruptor, particularly on families who, as we know, the economic, socioeconomic realities of the country, first-time workers finding gainful employment and losing lives in accidents, it takes us back, and then the cycle of poverty actually is recycled. And then you have the impact that this has on the road accident fund, which then has to deal with some of these injuries and the post-traumatic challenges, and then the strain on hospitals, particularly trauma units, which then have to deal with people coming out of accidents and disrupting the work of healthcare generally. So the ecosystem of road accidents has to be looked at in that context, and that's why then it receives the primary attention that we are giving it as the ministry. The World Health, I'll come back to the World Health Organization momentarily. The United Nations has set a target, a decade of action, that we need to reduce our road fatalities by 50% by the year 2030 as part of a global effort to actually mitigate against road fatality. So when we came into office, we, amongst others, of course, there's a National Road Safety Strategy that we are reviewing currently, and we hope to table that to Cabinet by the end of this year, which is going to double and triple our efforts. There's also the outlook of collaboration, the pooling and sharing of resources that we have employed from national to provincial and local government, civil society and NGOs who are working together, and then heightened training of our traffic law enforcement officers, and outputs which then speaks to messaging about public awareness about some of the key drivers. So we are looking at this collaboratively, and we're looking at it from a point to say, how can we prevent a loss of lives? And so in December, for example, when we had the festive season, which was our first attempt at this revised outlook, we were meeting almost every third and fourth day with the provinces with a view to say, how do we pool and share resources? How do we shift them? Because amongst others, what we observed is you have the drivers moving away where there's heightened patrolling and visibility of policing, to secondary routes where there's no policing. So working with provinces and municipalities, we have found a way to be able to pull resources. And lastly is then to say, we have deployed the National Traffic Police. So how they came about was that they were a cohort of traffic law enforcement officers that came in as part and parcel of the e-toll regime of that policing. And so because now that has fallen and is no longer part of the transport ecosystem, we had a cadership of almost 860, which has now increased to just under 1,000 of traffic law enforcement officers trained at NQ level 6, heightened training. And what we have done is, because they concentrated in Gauteng during these weekends of travel and festive season, we've deployed them throughout the country on the top 20 major routes to actually beef up the capacity, skills and expertise of provinces and municipalities. So we see this as a process, and that what is required is a constant and consistent application of the strategy on a daily basis. So it's not about festive season or the Easter weekend. It's a daily lived reality that we have to roll out in the country.
Yeah, I think that for me is the key point, you know, where we will get this kind of vigilance, or, you know, across all provinces throughout the year will be really, really impressive. There is a stat here that I thought was quite interesting, and I wanted your thoughts on this, that, for instance, during the Easter holidays, you obviously had that traffic to Moria, right? And yet Limpopo had no fatalities. I mean, that's quite something. When you look at the number of occupants, for instance, in the Patco buses that go there, they're around the regions of the tens of thousands, we hear, and to and fro. And somehow, with all the difficulties that a province like Limpopo has, being a rural province as well, you didn't have fatalities during the season, which I thought was quite interesting.
Well, you will recall that a few weeks before the Easter weekend, I paid a courtesy call on His Holiness Bishop Lekhanyane in Moria, where he and the church elders and I and the team from the department and RTMC, we had a discussion about the sharing of information and their transport plan for us to understand where the pilgrims will be coming from and the days of travel and so on. So we were able then to deploy the traffic law enforcement officers accordingly and have heightened vigilance. Secondly, the interaction with the bus companies linked to the travel of pilgrims and so on was at the center of our work. So what we did was, we deployed inspections at point of origin of buses before they actually left to pick up pilgrims to be able to be at work, so that we could be able to detect any on the key areas of roadworthiness. And so as when I speak about collaboration, that's the kind of work we are doing. I went to the IPHC as well, and as we go to July, we'll be meeting with the Shembe Church, for example, in KZN specifically, because we are mapping out throughout the year where you've got heightened levels of travel in the main so that you can have heightened deployment but also correct targeting. And so we appreciate the fostering of a healthy working relationship with the stakeholders in the ecosystem, and amongst others working with Santaco, NTA and other taxi associations and council and the bus sector, we are able then to engage. What we want to take forward as part of these collaborations is working with the trucking association, whom I will be with next week as well. And so we are trying to target as far as possible, because we believe that the leadership of all the sectors and stakeholders have got a duty and a responsibility to participate and for us to share ideas on how we can best improve. So the Limpopo province has done well in responding to our clarion call. In fact, I want to say that MEC Makia in Limpopo has been very, very cooperative with the work that we are doing, and we believe that moving forward we'll be able to gain greater strides in the reduction of road fatalities.
I just want to quickly bring you to this, and this was not necessarily part of our conversation for today, but you obviously are aware of what seems to be quite a tense relationship in Soweto, in Gauteng, the taxi organizations, and what the Gauteng Transport MEC has decided may need a bit of a drastic measure to shut down some of the ranks. Your thoughts, and are you, how involved are you with that process? What we are told, she said to us, they're busy consulting with yourselves to get that authority from yourselves.
Well, I can say that we met with the MEC of Gauteng and her team, Minister Chrissy and myself, some few weeks ago. We then also had a meeting on two occasions now with the SAPS and Mr. Mkhunu. And we have also then, after those consultations, to get a sense of the lay of the land and what is actually going on at a granular detail, we've then engaged with the taxi industry and its leadership to actually be able to find a way forward between us and the SAPS, including, of course, the provincial government of Gauteng. At this point in time, I would want to say, obviously, there is one, a heightened need of and presence of police visibility and law enforcement in those areas. Secondly, the province is having weekly meetings with the leadership of the taxi industry. The latest information that we have is that, of course, there has been no other fatality since just before the Easter weekend, and this is amongst others because of the ongoing engagements which are aimed at peace and conflict resolution and dealing with the legal dilemmas that are there and assessing whether the decisions taken are correct. There is also court action on the part of the taxi industry and their associations, and that will play out. So the matter of Soweto at this point in time is receiving attention, and I believe that the interventions aimed at peace and conflict resolution will gain traction. We've met, as I'm saying, to confirm with ourselves just last week Friday, in fact, the Department of Transport, SAPS led by Minister Mkhunu, and the province led by MEC Kedibone here in the province, and we met with them with Minister Chrissy. We continue to really make the call for peace and calm and for a conflict resolution on issues around the table, and it is our belief that the taxi industry is amicable to the advances we are making given the manner in which our interactions have been going on. And then that, of course, will then determine whether the decisions that the MEC is contemplating will be taken or not in concurrence with ourselves when we determine what is going on. So that is a matter that is a work in progress. And as I'm confirming, just last week Friday, we had a full day meeting on this matter with all the relevant stakeholders in a bid to ensure that we calm the tensions and bring about peace and restore order and stability for the sake of the safety in the travel of commuters.
All right. Deputy Minister, the driving license card printer, which has been out of order for some time now, an update on that?
Well, you'll recall that the tender had gone out and the minister then requested the AG to conduct a special audit. Irregularities were picked up on that, and so we have approached the court for a declaratory order on how to deal with the irregularities that the AG has found. At this point in time, above and beyond working with the difficulty of the obsolete machine, as and when it is functional, we are able to produce the driver licenses, and we are exploring other options and alternatives within the government ecosystem to ensure that we are able to mitigate on the challenge that currently faces the country. It's not a desirable situation, but at the same time, we had an obligation not to proceed with a tender process that was found to have been irregular. And what we are now trying to do is correct that one. Secondly, of course, is interventions on the driver licenses. The temporary driver licenses that are issued remain valid, and in due course, we will make further announcements on that will be placing for drivers as and when they travel, and we are consulting on that, because quite a number of issues have been raised with us, and including but not limited to the delays and the cost, therefore, that it has on drivers who have to renew a renewal themselves, which comes out as a temporary driving license. So all of that is receiving attention. We really had hoped that we could finalize the issue of the driver license machine, but when the AG has made a determination, we rather err on the side of caution as to oppose to proceeding with something which could potentially land the entire ecosystem in jeopardy.
All right, Mkhule Gotlengwe, thank you so much for making time for us. That's the Deputy Transport Minister.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. That's he's just giving us an update on the fatalities of the road during the Easter holiday. I must say, if all of us were to adhere to these precautionary measures throughout the year, it would be such a wonderful thing. I don't know how many of you know what the actual slogan is right now. And the slogan is, "It begins with you," which I think is so apt. And I think if we could all remember that every single day, it would make a huge difference. So those fatalities coming down quite a bit. Of course, in the end, we do not want any fatalities at all, but quite a wonderful improvement. And you heard it for yourself. They're busy with the license machine. So we're just going to have to be patient.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.